Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Omar Kaiwan. Omar, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. Omar is the co-founder and VP of growth with the Goose Insurance Services. It's a company taking the confusing part out of buying insurance and making it easier than ever to get the right coverage. Omar, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much, George, for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be here. A little bit personally about me, I come from a growth and marketing background, and mobile. This is sort of my jam, for lack of a better word. I'm really excited to sort of share our story and the opportunity and what we're trying to do. Goose is an insurance app that makes buying insurance seamless, convenient, affordable, accessible. Think of it as, you know, wanting to order food from your favorite food ordering app, but this time you're just buying insurance and protecting yourself. Goose is not a comparison site or a broker site or anything like that. We actually create our own policies, and we work very, very closely with carriers and underwriters to really build products that resonate with consumers and gives them the best value and protection. It's available on the app. So, you know, you can basically buy travel insurance. I know travel is coming right back up very, very soon. And, you know, it is to some extent getting to pre-pandemic levels in less than 60 seconds. And you can buy life insurance in 5 minutes. And you can really protect yourself. And the beauty is that the power is at your fingertips. The consumer is in charge. They go without the pressure uncomfortableness, I should say, of actually talking to an agent, and they can just do it all whenever they want at whatever time is convenient for them.
Nice. Well, I'm excited to dig in and unpack this. Did you just wake up and say, you know what I feel like doing? I feel like disrupting insurance.
Not quite. I mean, I've got to meet somebody that says I'm going to grow up and be in insurance. I haven't quite heard that. I come from a mobile background myself. I've extensive career in mobile marketing, mobile advertising, and startup world technology. My two other partners that are with us at Goose, co-founders, they come from the insurance side. One comes from mobile side and insurance side. The other one comes exclusively from insurance side. So, with the three of us, we are kind of the three amigos, for lack of a better word, that we're trying to bring it all together in here. The purpose really for me was learning about more and more about insurance and how backdated it really is. There's just a lot of process, a lot of paperwork, a lot of things that are not necessarily, you know, consumer friendly. And to some extent, I find it to be by design. And if we can hail a ride, if we can order food, if we can, you know, shop literally on our phone, why can't we buy insurance? What's holding us back? So that was the challenge. And the more that I learn about it, and I actually have a personal story as well, because it's the underinsurance for me that is real, the problem. And that's as a result of the fact that insurance industry hasn't really innovated too much and really made insurance affordable, accessible, and convenient for consumers. So it's really, I find it a bit hard to get for certain products. And that causes underinsurance. And ultimately what it does is it just puts families at risk. My brother-in-law actually passed away from cancer. He got diagnosed stage 4 cancer, gastric cancer. And within 7 months, he passed away. not have life insurance. He was 38 years old, family, father of three children. He did not have life insurance. He did not have any kind of critical illness insurance. He's gone. And his family now has to deal with all this debt, mortgage, expenses. His wife has to take care of it all. And she was a homemaker. Mm-hmm. So really, it's just, it's, this is the problem that, you know, needs to be solved, because the amount of money we spend on other things, where we could just literally spend it on life insurance and we can buy it through an app and protect our family, why not?
Yeah, I think that's really well said. And sorry for the loss, obviously. And I'm well aware of the catastrophic, just how catastrophic it is when somebody dies before they're supposed to, and when they do so without insurance. And so I certainly appreciate the mission of trying to remove, if it's barriers or friction and all these things, and making changes so that it is easy and comfortable to pick up the app or your phone, which is something that we're all used to now, and say, okay, hey, you know what? I'm going to rip off the Band-Aid and finally get this policy that I've been meaning to for a long time. So thank you for doing that. And it is interesting that there's probably a lot of reasons for why the insurance industry has moved slowly and has not adopted these things, and probably trying to protect, you know, their dominance and the way that they're distributing. Doing what you've done, looking back, what was surprisingly hard, surprisingly easy, or just sort of thoughts in general?
I mean, it's always challenging to go into a lagging industry like insurance and try to be disruptor and put digital transformation or drive, you know, sort of this kind of put the consumer, because insurance inherently is a conservative industry, right? Mm-hmm. All it is, if you're at the very sort of core of it, insurance is, you know, finding good risk or finding risk that is not going to be outrageous. You know, that's all it is. And carriers are very, very conservative, and underwriters are very conservative around this, obviously, reinsurers and so on and so forth. So that in itself is not easy to deal with. And then on top of that, insurance is a regulated industry, just like finance. And, mm-hmm. you know, so there's regulators and regulating bodies, and every single state is different. Requirements are different. So I wouldn't say that it's easy. It is a challenge, but it's a challenge that needs to be dealt with. The process for us has been exciting, a lot of learning, but you got to do these kind of things with an open mind and the ability for you to ask questions. Why doesn't it happen certain ways? So that has been sort of my personal motivation in terms of just trying to make it as seamless as possible within the confinements that is available to us, unfortunately, mm-hmm. because it is a regulated industry and we have to do this. And that's probably a good thing as well, because the regulated bodies, their job is to protect the consumer, but also the industry players as well. So yeah, it hasn't been easy, but it has been an exciting journey. I have learned a lot. I've learned a ton. We're continuing to learn, and we're keeping an open mind to it. And really, we are on a mission to make insurance, like I said, easy, affordable, and accessible.
I love it. So did you go into it saying, you know what, we're not just going to be a quote place, we're not just going to be an aggregator kind of a thing, we want to create our own products, or was that a pivot?
No, we actually started with that idea that we want to create our own products. And the reason being was we learned so much about how these products are created. And, you know, consumers go to these comparison sites or there's quoting engines and they get a quote, let's just say for travel insurance. They still don't know what they're buying, right? Mm-hmm. There's still that analysis paralysis. There's 20 different choices. Which one do I make? Which one is good for me? Whereas we wanted to sort of create products that we can easily explain to consumers, that it gives you the best coverage, where we're not nickeling and diming, consumers for you know, a $2 million coverage versus a $5 million coverage. We offer $5 million coverage for everybody, for example, for our international travel medical insurance policy, because the cost and the risk is the same, essentially, from an insurance perspective. But we're really doing a really good job of explaining what this product is in simple language that anybody can pick up the phone, go through the screen, understand what they're buying. But most importantly, we explain what it does not cover. So in the app, actually, we actually have an entire section on what doesn't it cover. So people clearly know if this is going to be good for them or not. And so for that particular reason, we decided to create our own products and not necessarily, you know, be a broker site or a comparison app, because, you know, that is the core of our mission, the product itself.
Yeah, I love it. That's fascinating. And to your point, and what you mentioned earlier, that here in the United States, insurance is regulated state by state level. And so I'm sure that going through the process of rolling out a new product and doing it on a state by state level, or however that works, I'm sure that the learning has been immense, and I'm sure frustrating and rewarding and all that good stuff. So,
hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Trying to remove the friction, trying to make it affordable, accessible, and convenient. When somebody comes to the site, walk us through sort of what you're hoping the experience will be for them.
Well, we're really hoping for consumers to download the Goose Insurance app on their phones, create an account, become a Goose member. It's completely free. You know, we ask people to just, you know, put in some information so we can understand what products they're eligible for, because based on age and where you're located and which state you live in, your products might be different. And then, you know, we're really hoping for people to spend some time and self-discover all these products that's available to them, particularly when it comes to life insurance. I mean, 102 million Americans are underinsured or don't have adequate life insurance in the U.S. alone. So it's and that's a report put up by LIMRA. So it's astonishing us the fact that, you know, this the financial risk these families face, you know, when there is not enough life insurance or there's not they're not protected by life insurance. So we're really hoping for consumers to, like I said, download the Goose Insurance app and buy the products that's relevant and most important to them. And if they don't have any insurance at all, start with life insurance, because you are the number one asset. It's not your home, your car, your whatever it may be. It's you, because you need to protect yourself and the people and the loved ones that depend on you. Like I said, my brother-in-law passed away and his kids don't have any kind of financial support. If he had a life insurance policy, you know, that would have probably helped pay for some of the mortgage, so they're not as stressed with mortgage payments and so on and so forth.
Do you find that people overestimate how much insurance actually costs?
Absolutely. I think people overestimate how much it costs. And I think people think that it's a long, cumbersome process, which is not. You know, like I said, you can get life insurance on the Goose app in less than 5 minutes. You know, with our, you know, people, some people are afraid of medical exams and needles and so on and so forth. With Goose, you don't have to, obviously. That's all within the app. You just have to answer some questions. And people think that it's like I said, it's people think it's a lot more expensive than it actually really is. If we're spending, let's just say, you know, $5 or $6, because inflation has even affected the cost of coffee. And I see you drinking Starbucks. I mean, if you spend money on Starbucks, I mean, if you cut one coffee a week, that will pay for your insurance premium to buy life insurance and protect yourself and your loved ones.
Yeah, it is alarming that, to your point, 102 million Americans are either don't have insurance or underinsured, and that we really think that it costs a lot more than it really does. And, you know, God willing, we're all going to live to old age and die in our sleep peacefully at the age that we're supposed to. But unfortunately, people do die before they're supposed to. And the impact of that happening, the impact when that does happen and you don't have life insurance, can be, again, catastrophic. So I really think that it's such a simple thing, just downloading the app and finding out, just find out and know, right? And it might not fit your budget, or it might cost way less than you expected, but at least then you'll know. So anyway, absolutely. Omar.
Absolutely. The message is really take that step. You know, you may not necessarily find what you're looking for on the Goose app. And that's, you know, obviously as a co-founder of Goose, I would love to be able to serve everybody. But we may not. But take that step, find out, whether it's with Goose, whether it's with somebody else, the most important thing you can do is protect yourself and your family.
I love it. Well, that very well might have been it right there, Omar, but the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I think, like I said before, you know, take the first step, check that box. It's not as hard as you think. Protect your family, protect your loved ones. We don't want to think about it, but we're not immortal. You know, unfortunately, it will happen. We all have a time and it's unknown, but the number one thing that we should be thinking about is protecting our loved ones and making sure that, you know, and you can do that simply by spending 5 minutes and generating a quote on the Goose Insurance app and see how much it'll cost. And if it fits your budget and if you like the coverage, you can purchase it. If not, you can go somewhere else, but take that first step.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Omar, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and where can they download the app?
Absolutely. So the Goose Insurance app is available on Android and iOS. Simply type in Goose Insurance and search for it. You'll find it. It's a pink goose. It's hard to miss. Otherwise, you can visit us on gooseinsurance.com. We do have licensed agents, by the way, I should say, nationally available across the US as well. So if they have any questions or they don't quite understand certain things, they're happy to assist and there to help.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Omar your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Download the Goose Insurance app on Android or iOS. Just type in Goose Insurance and the pink goose will come up, and spend the couple of minutes that it'll take to figure out or find out what coverage would be for you. And if it works, that's great. Also check out gooseinsurance.com. And they do have agents if you have additional questions or want to find out more information. Thanks again, Omar.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate this.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.